throw the economy and the nation into a tailspin. If that happened, Illinois, because it follows other states, because it trades a lot with other states, would be hurt as well. So that's the biggest concern among economists looking forward about what might happen to the economy is the political negotiations as a result of the fiscal situation in Washington. I want to talk next, about fiscal conditions in the state of Illinois. And this is work coming out of the Institute of Government and Public Affairs Fiscal Futures Project that I've talked to you about on several occasions. And this, I think, is a very revealing just timeline of spending and revenues in the state of Illinois. And what you can see, the top line is spending and the bottom line is revenues. And basically, the reason we're in the fix we're in is because we've been spending more than we have in terms of revenue. But the interesting thing here is if you look at recent trends, we see a sharp uptick in revenues starting in 2011. That, of course, is because of the tax increase. Right? We saw a downtick before that because of the economy, and then it went up because the tax rates went up. But the thing that maybe is less noticed is that revenue growth has slowed or we've even started to fall. And of course, we're very aware of that in the university. But there really has been a lot of restraint in terms of spending in the university. So revenues are up, spending is down, so we're getting closer to balance. And that general picture is what we'll talk about in this Illinois report that, as I said, we're going to release in a couple of weeks. And here's the bottom line from the report. In 2010, we called Illinois' fiscal condition Titanic and sinking. We were in great crisis. 2 years later, we see really significant progress, although we still have a long way to go. So we're getting our fiscal house in order. There's still a long way to go. And there's some very significant challenges. The biggest challenge that we see is that the tax rate increases that came into effect in 2011 are scheduled to expire at the beginning of 2015. So the graph here shows the deficit. The top line shows the deficit if the tax rates are kept up. The bottom line shows the deficit if the tax rate increases are allowed to expire, as current law specifies. Even if the tax rate increases don't expire, we see a deficit of about $2 billion a year for the state of Illinois. That's on spending of about $60 billion. So it's a pretty significant deficit, but perhaps manageable with spending austerity, other kinds of revenue increases, et cetera. If the tax rate increases do expire, we see deficits of 3 to 4 times as much going forward. One of the biggest contributors to this deficit, of course, is pension payments and the rise in pension payments. And here on this graph, we show three lines. The top line is the deficit we expect under currently scheduled pension payments. Okay, those are the pension payments that are specified in law. I think there was a 50-year plan for pensions payments. And these lines, all three of these lines, assume that the tax rate increase will expire because that's current law. We should note that pension payment, as currently scheduled, does not cover what's called the normal cost plus interest of pensions. So the normal cost of pension is just what's the value of the benefits that people are accumulating each year. And then the interest is, because we have a lot of unfunded liability, we have to pay the interest on the debt. If we wanted to pay the normal cost plus interest, we'd have to go down to the second line, that's blue. And if we wanted to both pay the normal cost plus interest plus amortize the debt, we'd have to go down to the third line. And of course, the attention now in Springfield is to trying to remedy the unfunded liability. So we're probably talking about, in policy terms, something close to the third lowest line. It's a very big challenge for Springfield. So although we're closer to balanced budget than we used to be, we face this continuing threat from the pattern of pension payments, which is going to raise the expenditures that we need to make. I should say that the governor's office, Governor's Office of Management and Budget, has put out some projections about what will happen to spending, and spending for education in particular, over the next 3 years, assuming that the tax increase